ってます。いいのいいの。
Yours?
Good. One's on my mom.
Oh, nice. T.O., right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the girls gone. They were down south for soccer tournament. Son and I. Saturday, Sunday. Bashing around.
My youngest ran the Gaucho Invitational on Saturday at UCSF.
Oh, okay.
So, cross country. So.
Uh-huh.
No, it was early.
Oh, okay.
And it was on the water. I mean, they run around the lagoon.
Okay.
So you're right on the
water. Yeah.
So it was, I mean, it was over, and it's over by 11. So
yeah. I was like,
yeah. So
how long was the race?
They did the 2 mile. I don't know why they didn't do the 3 mile, but he did a 12 minutes. Yeah. So he finished in 12, which 2 miles and 12 minutes. You're jamming to him. I think it was like 12:29 this time. Not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
Oh, we just hit 2 miles. I think we're good. Your ball.
Ready? Is
yep.
it time?
Yep.
So we're going to open the meeting of the ARC committee for September 3rd, 2025. Can you call the roll, Madam?
Chair Kalfoots?
Here.
Vice Chair Mangwaday?
Here.
Councilmember McReynolds?
Yep.
All members are present. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any public communications?
There are no public communications.
So our first item is the minutes of the meeting of August 15th. It was a special meeting.
I'll move to approve.
Second. Moved and seconded. Can you call the roll quick?
Chair Campos?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mangwaday?
Yes.
Councilmember McReynolds?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll begin with interviews for the Water Commission.
I do have a couple of announcements to make prior to the applicants.
Yes.
First, I wanted to say that the Appointments Recommendations Committee has the authority to keep any recruitments open if they deem to do so. As far as the Water Commission goes, we are asking that applicants chosen will begin their seats at the October Water Commission meeting. We do have two openings, two vacancies with three applicants, and the requirements are shall be employed or have been employed in one of the following positions or possesses education qualifying them for one of the five following positions. Hydrogeologist and civil engineer with experience in water and wastewater infrastructure, water resources manager, wastewater manager, or other water professionals. Reasonable efforts shall be made to appoint commission members to different positions of the five positions available in this category. Notwithstanding section 2.410.210, these four members shall not be required to be residents of the city of San Buenaventura. And with that, we do have staff available to answer any questions. And our first applicant is...
We do have one question from Mr. McReynolds.
So in terms of the existing water commissioners, how do they fall into the categories listed?
existing Water Commission?
Correct.
So we have four professionals, or is it the other way around?
He's asking one.
Oh.
It says we're supposed to diversify them, so I'm just...
Yeah, I don't have the background on everyone. We have...
What do you mean?
What do I know? I mean, they have served in some form of meeting those categories. I do believe we did have a change with the ARC rules a year or two ago that expanded it to include more water and wastewater management into the professional category, since it seemed a little bit narrow. But those that serve on the commission now have been general managers or managers of agencies, water agencies, and have served on other boards of water agencies. So they do have experience in what goes on in water and wastewater functions.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our first applicant is Joseph Richardson.
Mr. Richardson. And could I ask if you know, go ahead and have a seat. Can I ask if you know the actual day of the Water Commission, the next meeting?
So we have a special meeting of the Water Commission on the 8th on Monday, and then another meeting on November or September 22nd. Then the October meeting is October. Do you have a calendar?
It's the October meeting when they will.
It will be the October meeting when.
If you can tell us the date of that, the actual date.
27th, Monday the
27th. 27th. Thank you. So let's just start the questions at Alex and move through the three of us.
Okay. And then I apologize, I have another question.
Yes.
So then do we know which set of questions we're asking? I mean, I know they're not incumbent. So are we asking Mr. Richardson professional or non-professional?
I believe that our
professional.
Yeah. All three applicants are professional, so I believe so.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, clear.
Yeah.
Clarity. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence.
Good. Let's go down the line and ask a series of questions that we're asking all the applicants.
Mm-hmm.
First question is, why are you interested in the Water Commission?
I consider myself to have a deeper knowledge and understanding of the operation of the City of Ventura water system than anybody else.
Thank you. Could you please describe your work background, particularly how it relates to the following areas: hydrogeology, civil engineering with experience in water and wastewater infrastructure, water resource manager, or water efficiency professional? And I'm happy to repeat that as we go.
No need. I'm going to buzz through this as fast as I can. Having made the statement I opened with, this is why I'm going to say that. I was hired by the city at a time when the city water department had put out $4 million to a company to design, construct, and install a modern SCADA supervisory control and data acquisition system. I was a production supervisor at the City of Ventura from 1985 to 1992. That company had gone bankrupt, and except for some of the devices stored in the warehouse in Camarillo, had done nothing to meet its contract. I was specifically hired by then superintendent to get that system in place and running. I worked with the original proposal to generate engineering firm to create the control system parameters and how the data collection and reporting data would be saved. I personally designed all the terminal screens for the controls and trained the machinists, welders, pump mechanics, and electricians in the production crew how to use the system and actually act as the system operators. This major change also took place at the same time that the water department was moving out of the old barn shop office building and into the new public works facility on the previously water storage area at San Juan Road. Before I left the city in 92, I worked out the plans to move the actual control portion of the system to the Avenue Treatment Plant and turn over running the system to the operators. This was accomplished after I resigned and is now running on a Wonderware computer system rather than the scientific program, making it more easily modifiable by lesser computer levels, still the same control system. I served as the first supervisor of the production crew who had the responsibility for all the operations and maintenance of monitoring, production, pumping, and storage facilities. That crew was also responsible for the maintenance of the three treatment plants and their control systems. The treatment plant operators actually ran the operation of those plants, assisted as needed by my crew. In the second year of my hire, I was responsible for reducing the electrical cost to run our water system by $1.6 million and was recognized by the council for that achievement at 70% less cost by upgrading the efficiency and controls of the major pumping facilities. Those savings in electrical costs allowed the production crew to do and accomplish in-house what we were unable to get approved to contract out by City Hall. I was responsible for the total redesign of the Satakoi Country Club water system that finally allowed the golf course to use raw water while providing the homeowners improved reliability and upgraded quality for their domestic use. I was also responsible for designing, installing, and then getting license approval to operate the Avenue Water Treatment Plant around the clock, unmanned, and capacity increased from 6 million gallons a day to 13.4 million gallons a day, thus taking the direct advantage of the Ventura River water diversion facilities we had put back in service, which had been out of service since 1969 flood, filled in with sand and rocks. I served as a treasurer and a founding member of the Channel Islands Water Association for over 5 years and was instrumental in forging working partners from adjacent water agencies in the state and federal government. I served on the AWWA and State of California Emergency Committees during and after the La Prieta earthquake in 1989. I've been published by the AWWA for my work with membrane treatment systems and water storage facility coatings. We succeeded in making changes in the Ventura River that increased production, restored the subsurface facility, as I mentioned, and got approval and worked with the Fish and Game Department to do work in the middle of the river, reducing flood damage to both banks and public and private property. We succeeded in working with 13 other agencies to bring state water to Ventura down Harbor Boulevard in an 18-inch temporary pipeline that was put in, allowing Casitas to release water to Carpinteria, Montecito, and eventually to Santa Barbara, which had state water rights but no way to get the water. We moved 1,850 GPM 24/7 for over 19 months while Santa Barbara struggled to get a desalter built and up and running. From another view, I personally was one of the five Ventura County Water Wastewater Supervisors that designed and implemented a water wastewater training program at Ventura College that was certified by the State Department of Health for qualifications on license testing applications. That program still exists at over 100 colleges in the state and has recently been restarted at Ventura. After I retired, they had changed it to an environmental program, which the state did not certify. Lastly, I was successful in getting the state university system to accept the AS degree from our water wastewater curriculum as a fully vested into a bachelor program. For 26 years, I taught some and eventually all of the different subject classes in the program, including the latest and newest standard for advanced water treatment. Over the years, I've held many certifications, starting with the Edison Company, where I worked for 21 years in the power generating stations, pneumatic instrumentation and repairman, then tech, which was a 4-year apprenticeship and formal schooling, electronic instrumentation tech, which required an Associate of Arts degree in electronics, computer network administrator certified by Novell. Before retirement, I held a state of water distribution grade 4 and a state of California water treatment grade 3 and a temporary grade 4 that I never got fully vested because I retired. I held a state of California offshore safety certificate and I was the county of Ventura backflow certification tester and certifier. As the instructor of record of Ventura College, I was and am responsible for the level of expertise of our local system personnel, in that about 30%, my guess, of those managing our systems were students in my classroom as I worked to gain their expertise. I might point out that our current superintendent was one of my students in those days. Over the years, all the professional members of the current Water Commission have had some level of working relationship with me in the past. And there are copies of that for each of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just to clarify, in terms of the question, impressive what you said is, so do you rate this experience as hydrogeologist, I don't want to put words in your mouth, civil engineering with experience in water, wastewater, water resources manager, or water efficiency professional?
Let's say water efficiency professional.
Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification on that. Now I'd like to ask, what is your understanding of the City of Ventura's current water and wastewater systems?
I am aware of and have attempted to speak factually at council meetings about where we are with the current projects, upgrading systems such as state water. That initial design was one I actually proposed to a member of the commission, which later got turned over to Kennedy Jenks and became the design for our state water importation. I know of and understand what's going on with the east-west pipeline and its intent to move water. I was made aware of, was a part of a lot of the original plans for the three additional storage facilities that were built after I left. The additional pump station that was built was one I designed, although instead of putting it at Hall Canyon, it ended up at a different location. But so I even to this day get occasional phone calls from members of the crews within the city asking me where something is, because they know I still have in-depth knowledge and remembrance of the city's physical layout.
Anything else to add? Thank you very much.
Have you served on other boards, commissions, or committees?
I served on the safety committee with AWWA in the state of California. I've served in numerous committees or groups associated with personnel. I was a union steward and union officer and a negotiator, both in my career with the Edison Company and at Ventura College as an educator.
I apologize. AWWA.
American Water Works Association.
Thank you. Okay. Could you please describe any volunteer activities you've been involved in?
I was a founder of the Vietnam Veterans of Ventura County Group in 1985, the group that's been responsible for bringing the half-scale wall to Ventura starting in 1985. We've done that 8 times. I currently hold the position of secretary. I've held all but president. I refuse to take the president's position. So I've been involved with veterans activities, both in that group and as a member of a sitting group that works with Julia Brownlee at the congresswoman's level. worked with her for a number of years in getting the new clinic built here.
I did assume you were a Vietnam veteran.
I am.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. 66 to 68, 18 months, 23 days.
Thank you.
And I am 100% disabled vet. I got killed over there. I just haven't died yet.
Thank you for surviving that. And what do you want to contribute to the Water Commission?
The knowledge and expertise I have in this particular system.
Do you have any questions for us?
That then concludes your interview.
Thank you.
Joining us next virtually is Arnie Ansem. Mr. Ansem, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Yeah. Apologies for not being there in person.
Can the volume move up in our system?
I'll try to speak up.
Okay. That's a little better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little better. We'll be right with you then. So we'll take the first question this time.
Okay.
And let me tell Alex. Alex, in question number 3, I added the word current between Ventura's and Madden to his, so we need to be consistent with Ventura's current water and waste. Thank you. Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us very much. Just verifying you can hear us.
Yes, I can.
Great. So, well, why are you interested in serving on the Water Commission?
So I recently retired last April from a 30-year career in water resources and now have some free time to get back to my community. And I've known quite a few of the past commissioners, and one current commissioner told me of the opening and encouraged me to apply.
Thank you. And could you describe your work background, particularly how it relates to the following: hydrologist, civil engineer with experience in water and wastewater infrastructure, water resources manager, or water efficiency professional?
I would fall under the water resources manager category. As I said, I have a 30-year career. I started in the laboratory analyzing drinking water and wastewater for compliance with EPA standards. Worked for the city of Thousand Oaks with their drinking water quality program and their industrial pre-treatment program for the wastewater treatment plants. But my career morphed over time to groundwater management as the water resource. I worked with the Fox Canyon Groundwater Management Agency for, I forget now, last 7-8 years, the last year being their interim executive officer. And the county, as a having land use authority, is part of all the GSAs in the county, the groundwater sustainability agencies. So as deputy director of water resources for Ventura County Public Works Agency, all of that was under my section, and I served on the boards of the Arroyo Santa Rosa Valley GSA, the Mound Basin GSA. I'm currently in Cuyama because the county brought me back as extra help to help them with that work, the Cuyama GSA, and the Upper Ventura River GSA.
Thank you.
What is your understanding of the city of Ventura's current water and wastewater systems?
I'll start with, it's very complicated. The city of Ventura has, it's great that it has a strong portfolio of water sources on the drinking water side, but that also means a lot of infrastructure challenges that cities that just import water or buy water from Cayegas don't have. The city of Thousand Oaks, they just get their water from Cayegas. It's already treated. It's ready to roll. The city of Ventura has a much more complicated challenge balancing all those sources of water with a different water quality, but it creates a stronger portfolio for water resiliency for the city. And on the wastewater side, there are challenges there because of the ocean discharge and the need to get out of the estuary, which has led to some opportunities of recycling that water instead of discharging all that treated wastewater.
Thank you. Have you served on other boards, commissions, or committees?
Yes, I won't repeat myself completely, but I've served on 4 groundwater sustainability agencies, the agency called, or JPA, the Southern California Coastal Water Commission. I was a commissioner on their board for almost 10 years. I've chaired many intra-city committees in the county to help get the city working together. And I've also been on the other side of the dais, presenting to the Board of Supervisors, the city councils, and so I have some sympathy for the staff as well, and I think I can understand their challenge bringing complex information to a board.
I just want to correct you on something there. So our staff loves presenting to us, and it's like it's exciting. It's like
very good.
See, she's getting thumbs up. You know, so.
Okay, thank you. And what do you, describe any volunteer activities that you have been involved in.
I've been a beach captain for Coastal Cleanup Day out at Silver Strand for about 20 years. That's coming up in a few weeks if you feel the need to pick up trash. Other than that, my wife volunteers with a horse rescue and I've helped out there. That's a handful, but this isn't really, I don't think this would be the most helpful thing to share, but I've played music in bands and I've played countless benefits and do Christmas caroling at old folks' homes in December.
What do you want to contribute to the Water Commission?
I think for me, it's not second guessing the engineering of the staff, not second guessing the analysis that they have done, but understanding or helping them understand that they've thought of all our alternatives, done the analysis thoroughly, seen any unintended consequences, are the solutions that they're bringing forward, are they answering the right questions? Are they looking at the right problems? And I think having that high level of oversight is something that the commission should be providing to the agency.
Do you have any questions for us?
No, not really. I know I've worked with many of the commissioners. I've worked with Jennifer Trebo and Gina Dorrington in my professional career. I know you have good staff working there, and I think that the overall goal of the commission and for the city is to be sure you've got safe, reliable water for the residents and are protective of the ratepayers, because it's clear water and infrastructure every. Going to be getting more expensive, and that that money spent wisely.
Thank you very much. This concludes our interview, and we'll have to have time for deliberations after all the interviews are completed.
All right.
So you will hear from us.
For not making.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and our final applicant, Michael Savage, who is our incumbent.
Yeah. Okay.
You get a different set of questions.
You do.
Yeah. We saw you over there taking notes, so we're calling an audible.
Yeah, we're going to ask you the parks question.
I can make up any.
Alex, do you want to start?
Yes, I will. Describe your work background, particularly how it relates to the following areas: hydrogeologist, civil engineer with experience in water and wastewater infrastructure, water resources manager, or water efficiency professional.
All the above. I'm water resources civil engineer, 50 years experience in consulting with primarily large consulting firms. So I've worked in a broad range of technical areas. I've done sewer master plans, water master plans, integrated resources plans, drought contingency plans, all the things that you have done is the work that I've been doing for over 50 years. Much of my work, particularly the last 20 years, has been working with bringing that technical information to decision groups like yourself, working with boards of supervisors, city councils, board of directors of water and wastewater agencies, and in some cases up in Northern California, a group made up of all of those over three counties. So a lot of my work is in how do you get technical decisions done by groups that have to make oftentimes political decisions. So that's been my work primarily. But I've done hydrogeology, water, wastewater, agricultural over 50 years. I've had opportunities to do all those as a consultant.
Thank you. What is your understanding of the city of Ventura's current water and wastewater system?
I'm going to cheat on you here because I kind of anticipated sharing with you what I used to when I first started looking at the city, understanding all the very complex components of a surface of water supplies that we have. I spent the time when I first moved here in 2021 to download and read all the documents. And so I could understand how things fit together. Where does the water come from? What are the risks? It has some of the similarities there, but there's a lot of opportunities, but there's also a lot of challenges for my homework, reading the GSPs, management plans, as I mentioned earlier. So it's a complex system. You have opportunities with conjunctive use because of the groundwater. So the groundwater basins have some flexibility, like the St. Paul Basin. You have, of course, the issues of the surface water supplies from the state and from Casitas. So drought issues are going to matter. How do you deal with your surface groundwater? And as we're facing climate variability, we're seeing more droughts and more floods. The rainfall is supposed to be the same average. It's a standard deviation is what we're seeing in all the work that I've been doing with federal agencies and some of the other technical people. So understanding how these things get to the city was particularly important, trying to read all these documents. And that's really helped me. We got some work done by the city staff to correct what I had wrong. And actually, I think we used it in one presentation. You allowed me to put it up for the other commissioners. But it's important to understand how these things, how the system works. Whenever I, as a consultant, go into an agency, sit down and understand how did the system work. And that's rather than starting from looking individual pieces. Okay.
So this is something you created yourself?
Yes.
Thank you.
I always find it helpful when questions come up.
Cheat sheet for me for the future.
Yeah. And what accomplishments are you most proud of while you've been on the Water Commission?
The challenging job that I worked with Commissioner Susan, working on reviewing the cost estimates and the issues associated with the pure water. We had the opportunity, the challenge to read many, many documents and get a true understanding of what was driving the costs. Was it realistic? Were mistakes made? I do, obviously, in my career, know all the consultant firms. In fact, some of those firms that were involved in that were my sub-consultants in Northern California. So certainly looked very closely what they did. And when we saw some issues, we were candidly sharing with you what the issues were. My last presentation, we had some graphics and tried to highlight where your risk currently is. And some things are settled, some things you have some risk in it. So that's important when you're a decision maker and have learned over the years, you need to know what the negative side might be of any decisions you make. What is the risk?
Do you have any upcoming goals you would want to accomplish as a continuing member of the Water Commission?
I think we're starting to get there. There's been more public engagement, public involvement. We've hired the firm of Katz and Associates. There are other firms. Was a good candidate, but I happen to be a sub-consultant to them, so they couldn't pursue the project. I do a little bit of consulting still on some leftover projects. They wouldn't quite let me out of them. I think making sure people understand the challenges of what's been called pure water, which is, of course, a wastewater project and a water project, and the issues associated with that and the funding associated with that. I think people need to understand clearly what the risks are and what the opportunities are. And it's important because we have these different water supplies and how they fit together, and making sure people understand literally that graphic. How do things work rather than looking at these things one piece at a time? That's really my goal, is for providing technical information for you to make good decisions.
Can I interject, please, for a moment? How long have you been on the Water Commission? How many terms?
2 years. Just 2 years. I arrived.
Just this year. You finished your
second year
term.
Yes.
So this would be your
second. Yeah, I only moved here in 2021 following my daughter and grandson when I retired. And it's a nice place to be. I spent a lot of time in Irvine helping them develop their recycled water program way back in the early 1980s, actually, and help them decide to expand their system where they are now. So.
Thank you.
And just to clarify, so you filled in a remaining term of somebody else? Or,
no.
Oh, these are 2 year terms, right?
Yeah.
Right, these are 2 year terms.
I apologize. You were in my first interview.
Yes. No,
I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, last question is, do you have any questions for us?
A million of them, but I don't know. I think all the issues that you're dealing with right now on rates and how to deal with that, how you're going to, what you think your approach is going to be regarding the legal and regulatory controls we're under. I know there have been those discussions. It'll be interesting to see how you decide to approach those. I think there's opportunities, but there's always a lot of risk and chance of opening up a Pandora's box sometimes when you start looking at something. So I look forward to helping you understand the technical aspects of that for you to make those decisions.
First one that's ever asked a question we can't really answer.
That's why we're here, is actually to help you do that. Yeah. Yeah. So
thank you very much.
Thank you.
That concludes the Water Commission applications.
Thank you.
Do we have,
what time is the next?
Yeah, let me put this. It's my bad. We have 4 minutes.
Enough time to deliver.
I think we need longer.
I do too with this.
Yeah. So 12 minutes is tight. Yeah. So if we want to move into the.
I think if the applicants are here for housing is next.
So next we have the Housing Authority Board. We have 3 vacancies and 3 applicants. We had a 4th, but he withdrew his application. So if you, like I previously said, if you do want to continue the recruitment, we can reopen it. But our first applicant is Diana Sparagna, and she is an incumbent.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon. Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
And Alex, go ahead and
take it. We'll start.
Again, generic questions we're asking all the applicants. What accomplishments
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Ms. Sparagna is an incumbent.
Correct.
Okay.
What accomplishments are you most proud of?
You
have other.
That's a good. I was asked to become part of the scholarship committee of the Housing Authority of San Buenaventura, And at the time, approximately 7 or 8 years ago, there were many excellent students that didn't have the money for going to state schools or colleges. And some of those students on our first year, approximately 7 years ago, were excellent students. They were going to go to college, whether we helped them or not. We did help some of them. We were able to provide them computers. We were able to give them direction. We were able to give them, some of them didn't have parents that went to school, so we were actually able to give them other teachers, professors that would guide them on their journey. And so approximately 7 years with Denise Weiss, we had a scholarship luncheon, and it was our first one, and it was quite moving. And my husband and I went. We were able to raise money to get them approximately, at that time, there was probably 7 scholarship recipients. They all went to good schools, and they all graduated. And there were some of our first graduating students that came from the Housing Authority. So from that beginning, I kind of was roped in to doing the scholarship luncheons and to making them bigger and better, and actually reaching out to students that were ordinarily not going to apply for a scholarship, to the point where our the CEO now, we actually had people knocking on doors, seeing where the kids were, getting them to get excited, inviting their parents to participate in what we could do for them. And it was a lot of fear and a lot of belief in many of our students and many of our young adults that they could never obtain a college education. So every year it got better and better and better and better to this year. As you know, over at Westview, we have a big room where we have, you know, on the wall with all the art. And I think we had 16 or 17 recipients with their families. And Jeanette, our city council person, you know, our CEO, was the speaker. We had the newspapers there. We had a beautiful dinner. Parents that never even knew the kids showed up. It was so moving. I was at the end of it, I don't think I left till really late. So probably my biggest accomplishment was being roped in by Denise Weiss, and every year making sure that it grew every year. So I hope next year, if I'm reelected, I hope you'll see that we won't even be able to fit into Westview, that room, that we'll have to probably go to the pavilions, because there was just so many people, so much excitement. A big, you know, they got to talk, the families were there, the families were crying, and then at the very end, they didn't even know that they were going to get a computer. When they got the computer, it was like they won the lottery. So I have to say, I wasn't ready for that question, but I was listening to all the questions. I was sitting there, what was I the most excited about? I'd have to say the kids at the scholarship luncheon, and how it's grown, and applications that are coming in now. And it isn't even the next year, but there's applications coming in because there's word of mouth.
Thank you.
What is something that you're upcoming that you're looking forward to working on?
Well, we had a program with Denise Weiss called Casino, and we've changed it to Atlas. And that's a new program with a new board and a bylaws created by Jeff Lampert, where we decided to raise money in the community for disabled families that are in need of serious financial help. So we have a budget now, right now my job as the vice chair with Kay, Kay, the commissioner, my vice chair, the chair. She's we're raising money from all different business backgrounds in Ventura County for the development of low-cost housing, particularly families that are in danger of losing their house, losing their kids, and being afraid to leave the house. So we've kind of expanded it, and it's called Atlas, and you'll be hearing all about it, and it'll be a groundbreaking event on October 9th. It was called La Cochino, now it's called Atlas.
Thank you.
And you'll hear all about it.
And what project or business item or items were you disappointed about at the board, and why?
Well, that's a big one. I'm surprised you asked me that, because I bring that up quite a bit at the board. Thanks for asking. We worked really, really hard to obtain the veterans housing where you see over there, those things that are not completed yet by the. And at that time, we had the help of Manny Mansions. And we had great housing, and we had it. If you had seen our architectural board, it was shaped like a four-leaf clover. One was for Vietnam vets, one was for Iraqi vets, Afghanistan, and really senior, highly disabled men. And then the last one was widows and their children. And it was shaped like a four-leaf clover. And it was, the architect was from Ventura. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And there was a Los Angeles firm, and there you go. But there was a Los Angeles firm that had a lot of connections. And I think their project is beautiful. And but we had the connections, and we had the unions, and we had the parishes, and we had the veterans, and the entire city hall was completely filled with every member of the Ventura community for this particular project. But you see over there, it's beautiful, but I wish you could have seen our drawings. And unfortunately, what disappointed me, and I guess I can speak to Liz, what disappointed me was, if you all remember in Ventura, there was a terrible killing of a man at the restaurant near the pier. And that particular night, the vote, the news media was there. It was a really sad, sad meeting, because a family man had been killed in front of his family. So unfortunately, our vote was like about 12 midnight, and but most everybody stayed. But the other project, just with the CEO's secretary, was there, the only person that showed up. And so it was a very disappointing evening, because I took such pride in being part of the meetings and being part of the you know, how the project was going, seeing every single member of that project was all from Ventura, as opposed to a different county. So that was my biggest disappointment. But quite frankly, that's the only one that comes to mind, because I really haven't been too disappointed with anything else. I think our housing authority is incredible. I mean, since I came two boards ago, I just, every year it gets better and better and better. We've had two incredible CEOs. We have a great he's here. Our commissioner is just an incredible man. And so it's really exciting. It's really exciting. I wish more of you would like tune into some of our meetings, because you'll see a lot of shaking going on, a lot of things happening.
Thank you.
Do you have any goals that you'd want to accomplish over the next 4 years as a member of this group?
Well, there's a few projects that are being contemplated now, and So what do I like to see accomplished? I'd like to see when people say no, and we are able to convince them that this is a great project, and that it can be we can finance it, and we can bring families together, and we can bring mothers and children together. We can bring homeless people together, and they live in unity and in great housing that's beautiful. And I think if you've seen the last projects that have been going up, and you've come to some of the grand openings, you'll see the professionalism of all the staff. I point out, I think the wizard is Karen Flock. You probably all know her. She's just a wizard. I mean, one project is finished, and then the next meeting, there's more going up. It's more beautiful than before, and more people are finding housing. On a last meeting, we had a half acre where it's going up four-story families, and it's beautiful. And you're going to see it. It's over by Valentine Road. So I'm amazed at the staff is, I think, better than any. I've been in a lot of organizations, and I'd have to say that the staff is so professional, is so organized, and frugal. You don't see any waste of any money at all, and you see everything is for the benefit of the families. That's our goal.
So I don't like to ask difficult questions like Liz, so I'm just going to, do you have any questions for us? Or?
No, I just think you're very comprehensive. I think you're doing a great job. I probably don't have any questions. I'm glad you're at these questions. I'm getting are better than any other questions I've ever had before. And I feel like you're getting to know me a little bit. So, no, I just compliment you. You listen to me drone on. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next, we have John Polanski, who is also an incumbent.
Good afternoon, everyone.
It's been a while.
It's
good to see you.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good to see you.
Maybe this can reach across.
Yes.
John and I's passive cross professional.
Right. Yeah, in fact, I just came from 5 construction site visits with my day job. So.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, you want to take the first one this time, Bill?
Yes. So what accomplishment are you most proud of on the Housing Authority Board?
I am proud that we serve several thousand more interns than we used to when I first was appointed to the board. We have several hundred more units. We have more Section 8 vouchers for rental assistance, and we have a pipeline that is unlike anything that we've ever had here in Ventura. And we start getting used to saying Ventura Housing, which is the rebranding. Although once I get a name in my head, it takes a while. But Housing Authority has a very clinical, a very sanitary type name. Many former Housing Authorities are getting away from that. And so I think it's a good direction, because that is really what we're about. We're about Housing Ventura Housing. So the increase, the entry into permanent supportive housing with Valentine Road Apartments was really exciting. I know it was scary. I had already done 2 up in Santa Barbara County. They are incredible developments. They are not without their challenges. And I think we can all be aware of that. There are a lot of stressors when you move people from being unhoused to being housed. But it's worth it. And after a little while, a community forms, just as it does where we all live. And people get to know each other. They start watching out for each other. And that's the great part. So that really is the key accomplishments. I also am really glad that we have a much closer working relationship with the city than we did. Diana kind of mentioned about the disappointment that we all had with the veterans housing, and we really thought the city would pick the home team, but it didn't. And what that told me was not to, go and cry and go off in a corner and hold a grudge, although I do remember. But it was that we need that closer tie. We need to be seen by everybody from the city council, the mayor, to city staff, to the PD, to everyone in the community, that we are the home team. We are the go-to team when you're talking about affordable housing. And I think we're starting to get that. We have really started to make that, and so really appreciate it. That's about it. I'll stop going on.
Thank you. And what is something upcoming that you're looking forward to working on?
Well, the completion of Valentine Road Apartments. It is great. We had a barbecue last week, and that was terrific. Getting to see, I think we had 59 residents of 134 that have moved in. We had Mr. Softy come. So even though I made it a point to sit down with the residents, they all left as soon as they heard there was ice cream, and not realizing how sensitive I am about that. So I was there with my burger alone because I didn't get in line fast enough to get a banana split. But it's that. Plus, we're, as you know, we've repositioned Westview through the Rental Assistance Demonstration, through the RAD program, through HUD. We still have fourth phase, which is another kind of new challenge for us. And that's to try to do a first-time homeowner program on that site. And the problem is there aren't the traditional funding sources, tax credits, bonds, and things that we can use. So we've really been struggling. I know Karen's name was mentioned. We've been talking about it because I'm undergoing the same struggle up in Santa Barbara County. We just can't find a way to fund it. But we'd really like to do that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Certainly.
What project or business items were you disappointed about and why?
Other than the veteran housing, I'll get away from that. It's the funding. I've joined a lot of statewide and national committees through my day job and through my board chair position, because go figure, sometimes people don't want to hear from staff. Elected officials want to hear from a board chair instead of staff. So it's a lack of adequate funding. Our waiting list is still 10,000 names, despite the fact that we house several thousand more Venturans and we built hundreds of more units and we have many more in the pipeline. We still have 10,000 names on the wait list. That is probably my biggest disappointment, is the point in time count when we count people experiencing homelessness hasn't moved the needle as much as I would have hoped. And just the overall, when you're looking at a city the size of Ventura, having a 10,000 wait list, most of whom identify as coming from Ventura or at least Ventura County, that's a high number. And we really need to try to get there to house people, because again, these are families, these are veterans, these are seniors, these are people with disabilities, these are many working people that just can't afford to live where they work.
Do you have any goals that you want to accomplish over the next 4 years as a member of the group?
Continuing the finishing the repositioning out of public housing into affordable housing. Finishing Downtown Road Apartments. Working with the school district. As you know, the school district has surplused several different properties. A couple of them have RFPs out that we're responding to. There are a couple of other sites that haven't quite hit the RFP that we've looked at. We've even Jeff, being the proactive person he is, has already had a community meeting that that involved one of the sites that isn't even out for RFP yet. Because those are really great opportunities to build additional housing. This really is finding sites that we can afford to build affordable housing. That's and then trying to get more Section 8 vouchers, more VASH vouchers for veterans, more FUP vouchers for youth aging out foster care, because that's another group that really needs some help. And the main thing is, and Diana touched on this, is giving people that leg up. So giving the next generation, but even the current generation, the ability to improve whatever their situation is, and maybe even get out of our housing, which is the ultimate goal, and going out in the community. So we're trying to provide resources for that, but those have dwindled. And I'm really concerned about the Medi-Cal, potential Medi-Cal cuts to the individuals, because almost all of our residents rely on Medi-Cal. And even the cuts to some VA benefits and the ability of the vets to secure adequate health care and money. But we do have a really strong advocate at the feds now with Salud coming over and taking over the rest of the city. And I've worked with Salud now for many, many years since he was a council person to a supervisor and now to our House of Representatives, our representative. And we also have some really strong folks at the state level. And so we just really need to work with them. They understand it's getting the message out to the colleagues that how important it is. Because my firm belief, and the reason I do my volunteer work the same as my day job, is the first step to getting people stabilized, to people being able to move forward, whether it's their kids' education or getting a better job or finishing college or any type of training, is stable, affordable housing. If you're struggling about where you're going to sleep that night, or you're worried that police officers could come by because you're sleeping in your car in a place where you shouldn't be, you can't focus on what you need to do to take care of your health, to take care of your education, to take care of your family. So it really is, it's that baseline, we need the housing, and then people can move forward. Off my soapbox.
Thank you. And do you have any questions for us?
I do. I'd like to know, you know, if there are ways that we can even work more closely. I mean, I really appreciate the fact that the city contracts that we've done, you gave us a raise, which we really do appreciate. So I'm going to acknowledge that. It's tough budget times for everybody, and we really do appreciate that because we enjoy doing the city contracts. So it really is, at your work with the League of Cities, with others, we're trying to really get the advocates out with the same message about how important affordable housing and the support for affordable housing is. I was able to get two important housing measures in the reconciliation bill. Believe it or not, I was working with a small working group up on the Hill. We were able to get the 12.5% increase in the 9% credits and the reduction of the bond test from 50% to 25% without getting in the weeds. Gives us the ability to use more housing with the same amount of bonds. But we have some other things. Emergency housing vouchers. You know, we were successful getting those out. Well, they were supposed to be funded to 2030. Now the funding's going to end next year in 2026. And we're fully leased up. I mean, we're looking at sofa cushions for vouchers. So it's what do we do? And that's one of the things that I'll actually be back in D.C. on Sunday on the Hill advocating to use tenant protection vouchers or some other funding that's already out there to at least partially cover that. So there are many challenges that are there. But again, I really believe that if all the advocates are working together, we can do anything. You know, we've made it through a number of different – I've been doing this for 37 years, including my private sector days. And we've been through many administrations, both state and federal, and we've been able to keep moving forward. So, but it is with all of our supporters. And League of Cities, I run into them when I'm on the Hill. They are a great group. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to go on Hill Day with them. They are a very energetic group. And I try to target that energy. I said, I know you're not only here for housing, but try to fit housing into the conversation.
So to answer what I think your question was,
yes,
any of your board members can always come to council meetings and speak in the public comment moment, and that keeps housing in our minds.
It's a good thought.
That's one way. And then, you know, Mr. Lambert can schedule and does scheduled times he speaks to us. And I believe you have housing staff at every one of our commission meetings. I know I've seen Jeff Lambert and Karen Flock, Tyler, can't remember his last name, Carlson.
Yeah.
At a lot of meetings.
That's very good to hear.
Yeah.
I've really been encouraging that. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really glad to hear that.
Thank you very much for your time and your service.
Yes.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next we have Daniel Correa. He's out in the hallway.
of three positions.
Mm-hmm. Three applicants. The fourth will true.
One, yeah, one.
Yeah. You doing okay?
Day by day.
You didn't fall in all our hallway, right?
I didn't do what?
You didn't fall down in our
hallway. No. I forgot you guys were under construction. I thought maybe you rolled out the carpet from here.
No, and it wasn't a carpet. It was a...
I didn't know if I was supposed to walk in the middle of the site or what. But then I realized. So.
I will start with you, Mr. McFrin.
Sure. So why are you interested in serving on the Housing Authority board?
Well, I saw that there was an opening. Some of you may know I retired a couple of years ago as a regional director for SEIU 721. That allowed me to stay more connected to the city for obvious reasons. Now that I'm retired, even though I do other nonprofits and other volunteer work, I felt this was a possible opportunity for me to stay closer involved in the city.
Thank you. And can you describe your experience, education, and or certifications that will enhance your ability to serve on the housing
board? Well, for one thing, I've negotiated a lot of contracts, so I know how to reach consensus. I know how to work with others. You know, you're not always going to get what you want, so it's a matter of trying to meet in the middle. I know housing is a very important subject. It's one of the elephants in the room, if you will. And so I do have a bachelor's degree in business administration. At one time, I had a health and life insurance license and securities license. But I just feel that, you know, I grew up here in Ventura. It's close to 60 years now. My mom, who just turned 95, still lives on the east end in the house that I grew up in. So again, there's that connection. You know, I have two adult children and are fortunate to be homeowners that live here in Ventura. So I try to keep as close tabs as I can through online your council meetings. But I just feel that, you know, I'm able to bring something to the table and I want to be part of solutions that will address housing issues.
Excellent. Thank you.
In your own words, what is your understanding of the purpose and function of the Housing Authority Board?
Well, just to back up a step or two. So I've been a library commissioner here in the city, and I was on the Measure O tax measure committee also. So I know they serve in advisory capacities. My understanding is Jeff Lambert oversees or facilitates the housing, right? I remember Jeff when he was a city employee here. So I'm not an expert in housing, but I'm not totally in the dark about housing. So I'm always willing to listen and to learn and to offer insights that might be beneficial for residents here. Now, one thing that some of you may know, Councilman Neil Andrews, the late Councilman Andrews, when he was a city councilman, he met with myself and I'm sure other labor groups because he was interested in workforce housing, which is definitely something that we need, whether it be our police and fire, whether it be our public works, whether it be our teachers. It's something that we need to try to strive so that people don't have to commute an hour or 2 hours just to work here in Ventura.
Thank you.
And then what would you like to contribute to the Housing Authority Board?
Whatever I can, whatever they're asked of me. You know, I'm a team player. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. So I entered the Marine Corps right out of high school. So I know leadership. I know integrity. I know how to be part of a team. There's no I in team. And so it's a matter of, again, reaching consensus on whatever is before us and so that we can make that recommendation to the city council. Now, I let me just also say that, you know, my apology that I didn't submit a resume. I did look for one, but since it's been over 20 years, I couldn't find one. I hope that doesn't use against me. But, you know, I do serve on two other nonprofits board. I'm on the Ventura Friends of the Library currently as a member at large. I'm also on the Social Justice Fund of Ventura County.
I volunteer at my church, and I'm also, I have two daughters that live at the Pepper Tree Condominium, and so I'm on the board of directors there at the on the HOA. I keep myself busy.
Do you have any questions for us?
I'm not sure if there's three seats or how many seats are available.
Two
seats.
Oh, there is two.
Three, yeah. There was a recent.
There's a there's a vacancy that needs to be filled.
Yeah, recent vacancy.
And I believe it's a partial term.
Yeah,
vacancy.
Yeah. We had an unexpected resignation.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know Council McReynolds. I know Councilwoman Campos. Pleased to meet you, Councilman Mangone. You know, I know you represent the Pierpont area, and I used to work at that Bonds for many years, so I'm familiar with the neighborhood down there. Felt like I was one of the rats, Pierpont rats. So, again, I mean, the city's, I love it. I'm glad that my dad made the decision to move back to Ventura back in 1965. He's originally from Fillmore. He was working for McDonnell Douglas and down the beach. And in the early 60s, he said, this is too busy down here in the early 60s. So he was used to orchards and everything else, you know. So best decision he made. And, you know, when I went in the military, I saw different parts of the country and so forth. But I said, there's no place I want to be than here in Ventura. So I want to be able to help us prosper and be the city on the hill, the shining star, if you will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for your service to our country.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
Yep. That concludes the Housing Authority Board application.
We have a 20-minute gap. Yeah.
Well, I think that all three housing applicants are acceptable. If we want to re-up the incumbents and ask Mr. Grillo to take the temporary term.
Yeah.
Then he can come back later. Excited if they like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm alternate to the Housing Authority liaison, so I've attended a few meetings, and
yeah,
that group works together really
well. Yeah, they're very good
group. They're very good. Yeah. So.
You have a motion or
no?
You don't have a motion?
I'll make a motion to appoint all three applicants to three vacancies.
Nice.
I think we have
to be specific. So maybe Mr. Carrillo to the
unscheduled
vacancy.
I'll second that.
We have a first and a second. Chair Campos?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mamone?
Yes.
Councilmember McReynolds?
Yes.
Three ayes and the motion carries.
So that gives us 15 minutes or so to look at the model commission. Is there anything specific that either of you want to say about the applicants for the Water Commission?
Well, I think the in regards to the Water Commission, the challenge is, I'm going to use the term chartered. And this is chartered for, I'm going to use the term scientific oversight as opposed to budgetary.
Yes.
You know, I think... I know Councilor Magone and I are both on a city council appointed ad hoc to review all of the commission. Yes, but I think it's important that when, as we do this deliberation, we remember that that hasn't occurred and it is under the current charter, for lack of a better word,
of this.
So it is not financial oversight.
Right.
Of this, it is purely, again, what I'll call scientific or project oversight.
Right.
So
Among those applicants.
Yeah, I think starting with the incumbent, I mean, I think obviously he understands the, for lack of a better word, the assignment.
Exactly.
You know, I think I was very impressed with his actual worksheet that he handed out. So,
And that's actually valuable for us to have.
Yeah.
I noticed one of the applicants, the one we had on Zoom, mentioned that he was part of the Upper Ojai Valley. Organization oversight. It seems to me the Upper Ojai Valley is the holdout in the settlement for the water. Will that be a conflict of interest being on our water board?
I think that's a question for staff.
So.
Question on
the applicant that was on online commented that he's either on the board or he sits somehow with the Upper Ojai Valley group. And my recollection is that's the group that's not settling about the Ventura River. Is that correct? And is that going to be a conflict of interest or a problem?
So we did have a preliminary look with our legal staff on the conflict, and he did not feel that there were any conflicts.
Okay, he didn't feel there was a conflict. Okay.
I believe he's still serving on the Kiawah.
Pardon me?
The Kiawah is still serving on the Kiawah.
Yeah.
Which is, that's the western portion. It's not part of the Ventura.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't see it in his resume, but I heard him when he was talking about it.
Yeah, it is in his resume.
Is it in his resume?
Well, I think his conversation was that he got reappointed. So he retired.
Yeah.
And then he got reappointed as he's helping out, but he does state that he was on it. So I think he had updated it to reflect that. But he did
mention it.
He did mention it. Yes, you're correct.
Okay. And two positions, right?
Yes, two. And again, just are these full?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are full 4-year.
Yeah.
All 4-year terms.
No. I'm looking at arts and culture. Sorry.
Okay. So it's in
2-year. They're 2-year terms.
Well, they're 2-year terms.
But they're full.
But they're full term for both.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So then the question is, which of those two have the better expertise in?
Well, I'll make a motion right now to reappoint Mr. Savage. I mean, I think.
Yeah, okay. And take him separate.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Clerk.
Chair Compass.
Yes.
Vice Chair Mangone.
Yes.
Councilmember McReynolds.
Yes. Okay, so now the question becomes the two. On it. So, I mean, based again purely on just the resume, I think Mr. Ansem has a stronger resume to be in the water. I think Mr. Richardson has a strong background, but a lot of it has been for the last in the Southern California Edison areas of it. So,
right. And more recently was education and not hands-on water.
Yeah. So I think that's the big deciding factor for me.
Okay.
On it. What I do like about Mr. Richardson, though, and I think as we continue on this path, is the idea of budget,
right.
Discussion.
So, and there is value to that.
Yeah.
But it's not this particular position.
Not yet. Or depending on where the council goes.
Right. Depending on where the subcommittee goes to. How do you feel about that, Alex?
I mean, I agree with the points that you just made, Bill. I mean, I think it's just kind of that I think Mr. Ansem has the more recent comprehensive experience with what's going on with water.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with Mr. Richardson's kind of historical knowledge on the facilities we have here. I think he's maybe more of a facilities and expert than Mr. Ansem, but so I think they're both good applicants. I think it's just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll make a motion for Mr. Ansem.
Second it, Alex, or shall I? There's a motion.
That's the motion? Okay.
We have a second?
Yeah, I'll second
that. Okay, we have a motion and a second. The Chair Compass?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mangone?
Yes.
Councilmember McReynolds?
Yes.
The ayes and the motion carries.
And what's the terms on the other water commission seats?
When are they?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. As we did with the last one, I would just like to encourage the other applicants to reapply with those and let them know when those seats are going to be.
And we do have two returning applicants from the August 18th Arts and Culture.
Correct.
Wait, say that again, please. I'm sorry.
I said we do have two returning applicants from the August 15th Arts and Culture.
Okay.
And how many positions on Arts and Culture?
Just
the one.
Just the one unscheduled vacant or a partial.
Well, we still have staff here to answer or Councilmember Nagodini's question. The other commissioners?
So the next vacancy that's coming up as a professional in June of next year. Then the non-professional are in 2027 and 2028.
Okay. Thank you.
So is the water commission across the board is 2-year terms?
They're alternating, yeah. So I believe we moved them all to the same term limit.
Now.
Yeah.
We have 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 minute.
Let me see.
what fascinates me about this town. So I don't have a clear answer about what. I do have an idea about how and where we need to, we can be, where we are in some ways, actually.
What arts and culture-related qualifications and relevant experience do you have that will contribute to you being an effective community representative?
So my background is theater and music. So started a theater company in Boulder, Colorado. That was for 7 years, served on the board there. And to get back to your question, because I think this is crucial, every year you'd say, what are we? What are we doing? What do we have to do to get there? And I'm telling you, after 4 or 5 years, we ended up saying, well, we want to just really do really good theater. So is that playwrights? Is it new works? Is it standards? Is it musicals? There was no one answer. And I guess I'm applying that same attitude to Ventura. What can we do? Well, I've spent a lot of time theater and music and art and really trying to absorb Ventura. And it's not one thing. And that's kind of cool. Is that the thing that I want Ventura to be known for? Not one thing. Even that sounds funny to me. Not one thing. It's many things. And I'm sort of fascinated with that about Ventura. It's not one thing or two.
Thank you. If you disagreed with the direction an arts and culture project, program, or activity was going, what would you do?
I would check my my own expectations.
Alex, go ahead.
Say again, sorry.
You're fine.
Keep going. Disagree. It's what am I hearing that I'm somehow uncomfortable about, or what am I being challenged for? I don't know if something was crazy, weird, vulgar, but again, art is risk taking to a certain extent. So to me, it's about consensus, which is what I said last time and still say. What is it about what is being presented that can be daring and yet graspable? Is it too weird? Is it too out there? Sometimes art does that. But there's a way, I think, to keep sensibility about what we're presenting to people and offering.
And are you available to attend city arts and cultural programs and community meetings to engage with residents, gather input, and act as an ambassador of the city's arts and culture section?
Yeah, that's something I really feel is in my wheelhouse. I'm just comfortable being in the community. I just try to make an attempt to be at every play, concert, Namba, Rubicon, Ventura music. I sing in two choirs. I volunteer at Visit Ventura. I just feel like I'm getting a sense of this town, this place. And wow, forgot the question. I'm going on too long. You asked me about
The question was, I'll repeat it. It's no big deal.
Thanks.
It was a long question.
Well, no, I'm off on a tangent.
It's quite right. Are you available to attend city arts and culture programs, community meetings, engage with other?
Absolutely. And I feel like I've done that, and I'd love to do it on a higher level, deeper level. Absolutely.
Why are you interested in serving on the Arts and Culture Commission, and what do you wish to contribute?
So I feel like this is the right place for me, arts and culture, as opposed to historic preservation, which I find interesting too, because they're kind of tied together. I mean, we had an opera house in Ventura, little did I know. So this is a natural fit for me, and I am comfortable with talking really to anybody. I enjoy that. So a muralist, a a person who's doing a one-person show, an artist, a painter. I'm comfortable interacting with people, and I would love to represent the city. I would love to be a part of what you guys do and what I think I could contribute to.
Thank you. And do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I thought of one. What is your expectation of people who are serving on the committee? What are you looking for in order to do what you do, or continue to do what you're trying to do? Refer to the chair.
Any comment, Alex?
I think one thing that we mentioned briefly, not with you, is that I guess maybe an expectation that I have moving forward is maybe a little bit more engagement between the council and the committees and subcommittees. I mean, ultimately, you guys are kind of doing the work that the council doesn't do within the community, and in this case, specifically with the arts and culture. So I guess one thing as a council member, I guess I would say is just continuing that communication with the council, I think would go a long way. Because you're in a spot, the commission and committees are in a spot within the community that the council's not. So
I would agree wholeheartedly. It's an area of expertise that I personally don't have. So I'm looking, you know, for those recommendations,
yeah,
you know, from the Arts and Culture Commission, you know, on, you know, on those. So it's something that we can rely back to.
Right.
Yeah. And in addition, the whole commission, Arts and Culture Commission, is representative of many different areas, as you touched on. There's theater, there's graphic arts, there's visual arts, there's music, and there's other aspects to the culture of the city of Ventura. And being able to work with a cohesive group and bring that all together to present to staff and the council is very important.
This ultimately also is that part of budgeting, what can be spent, or is it?
There's recommendations.
Right. Okay. So yeah. There's a direct, let's do this.
There's a cultural arts grant that they make recommendations to that comes up to the council on it. That's the expertise that we're looking for you to provide.
I just want to say one thing, if I could. I am the consummate team player. I do have opinions, and sometimes I can be passionate, but I just believe that it's a team endeavor, and so that's how I cut my teeth in the theater, music. Everything that I've done is a collaborative. My first theater textbook, the art of collaborative theater, because that's what we all do.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Did Stacy make you wear that t-shirt? Or?
I'm sorry?
Did Stacy make you wear that t-shirt?
Yeah,
that's fine. It's okay.
This is our new shirt, because you see the back of one. Old one where people, when I would wear the hat, I deliver lunches to a home by my seniors. But people always say, oh, well, you're with the city parks. And
no.
Yes, the senior programs are under the parks.
Well, exactly.
In the sense.
Right.
Well, thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Robert Lopez.
Hi, it's good to see you.
Okay. You're first this time.
Okay.
See if I can keep myself together.
Have you attended a recent Arts and Culture Commission meeting? If yes, what were your takeaways?
I have not. Unfortunately, my time has been pretty occupied with
Art Walk Penny. I sit on that volunteer board. I'm handling all their vendor market and working for them, along with Diversity Collective. I was sitting on that board doing Pride for them. So unfortunately, my time has been occupied the last couple months.
In your own words, what is your understanding of the purpose and function of the Cultural Arts Commission?
So I feel like it's a broad spectrum. This commission, I feel its goal is to let the world know about Ventura's culture, its art scene, and give a platform for our new up-and-coming artists who may put Ventura on the map as a bigger art hub in the future. Just doing all that. So, hey.
What arts and cultural related qualifications and relevant experiences do you have that will contribute to you being an effective community representative?
So I sit on the planning committee for Art Walk Ventura. I've sat on it for the last 3 years. I haven't always been involved in the art scene. Just, growing up in Ventura, I've always been working. I'm fourth generation Venturian. My family's been in Ventura for over 150 years. So I have a very strong connection with the city and how it's represented and how our art and our culture should be, how I feel, represented throughout the city. Getting outside artists is nice, but I would rather represent our artists.
Thank you.
Are you available to attend city arts and cultural programs and community meetings to engage with residents, gather input, and act as an ambassador of the city's arts and culture
social? I am.
If you disagree with the direction an arts and culture program, project, or activity was going in, what would you do?
I would give my input, state my reasons as to why I disagree with said motion. But ultimately, my single decision isn't majority. If the rest of the commission lean a different way or vote a different way, then that's how it goes. But I can at least do my part and give my input if I don't agree.
Thank you. And why are you interested in serving on the Arts and Culture Advisory Commission? And what would you want to contribute by joining?
I've gotten a lot more involved with our art scene the last couple of years. I operate a small market every first Saturday of the month called Social Club in downtown Ventura. Recently, we've taken over Day of the Dead from Limonisal. We were a big planning factor for them. They were our financial factor. I was the plan and execution factor of that event, and Cinco de Mayo and some other events. So I've gotten a lot more connected with this part of the community. Sorry, I forgot the other part of that question.
Why are you interested in serving on this advisory group, and what do you wish to contribute by joining?
I wish to contribute just giving people more opportunity to be seen. I kind of fall in the realm of looking for artists that don't traditionally fit the mold. And when you operate in that realm, you have a good chance of finding those hidden gems. Those hidden gems might be the next star of Ventura, who ultimately began to put Ventura on the map as a art hub for Southern California.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions for us?
I I don't really have any questions. I'm friends with Marie Lake, and so she kind of filled me in on the gist. I guess my only question would be, like, what would be, like, say I were accepted, what would be the general, like, timeline of starting?
So you would, our recommendations are going to go to council on September 16th. So that's everyone that we're interviewing today would find out if they were in fact recommended to fill that vacancy. For this, we will do that.
So the term starts September 17th. So
the first meeting would be October 9th. It's the second Thursday of every month at 5:30.
And this is a partial term. So somebody, it only runs till June 30th of 26. And you could run for, or submit for a reappointment.
And if you aren't selected for this, keep in mind that if you're working with groups that are putting on, they're presenting, like the Day of the Dead, which is coming up. If you're not on the Arts and Culture Commission, your organization would qualify to apply for the Arts and Culture grants.
Yep, that was one thing they touched on, is I would void my option if I were to join the commission.
Exactly, you avoid that option, but I know that you're involved in a lot of different nonprofit work, so thank you for that too.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Our next applicant is Kelly Cody.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you want me to sit here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for being here. So a series of questions, and I'll be lead off hitter. So have you attended a recent Arts and Culture Commission meeting? And if yes, what were your takeaways?
I have not. I didn't know they existed. I would love to attend. I don't know how I would have gotten that information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. In your own words, what is your understanding of the purpose and function of the Arts and Culture Commission?
Thanks. That's a great question, because I really didn't understand. But I think that the responsibility would be to communicate to the council or to City Hall what the best direction is for the city in regards to public art, artists, grants, whatever, giving good, strong advice on what I would think would be a good use of time, money, promotion. Thank Am I right?
There's not a right.
There's not a right or wrong answer. Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answers.
There's no pass fail. Okay. Yeah. All right.
My understanding is art is subjective.
No, but is that kind of, that's what the commission does, correct?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Okay.
What arts and cultural related qualifications and relevant experiences do you have that will contribute to you being an effective community representative?
Very good question. I think I filled out a pretty hefty application to you guys where I went through, you saw it. Did you read it? So I think that's a hard question for me to answer, because I'd love to be able to throw out all kinds of accolades. But what I have is 40 years of life experience and in design, fashion, arts, and business. And I moved to Ventura 5 years ago, and I thought rather than try to put my hand out for work, I would try to look around and see what I thought was really cool about Ventura. And I took it upon myself to celebrate a few things about Ventura. And so happy I did. You know, the first one was the library doors, done by Sally Weber 25 years ago. And I was so amazed when I saw the library doors. I kept asking, have you seen the library doors? Like, you guys, your library doors. And people would say to me, what are you talking about? What library doors? Like, they're like on Main Street. So my neighborhood, my neighbors who are, you know, born and raised here, didn't know about the library doors. But they're so special. So I reached out to Sally Weber, who hung up the phone on me. And then I called her back and told her that I wanted to celebrate these doors. And so we did a 25-year celebration at the library. Did all kinds of merchandise around it. We did beautiful prints that she signed. Did a surfboard. We did skateboards, all with her graphics. And if you don't know the library doors, you know, hidden inside the library doors is poetry and prose. And that poetry and prose was all submitted by the community for that project. So, like, to me, that project is just such a treasure to Ventura. And I got so excited about it. And I think that's, listen, I just saw this come across somewhere, the opening. And I thought, oh, I think I would like to do that because I think I can recognize treasures and that are intrinsic to Ventura. Because I've lived other places. And when I see things that are really special, I mean, I see them and then I can't stop talking about them. I think that's pretty much my only real qualification as far as what you all do here in Ventura, but I'm very proud of it. I went on to do a couple other projects about Ventura as well.
Are you available to attend city arts and culture programs and community meetings to engage with residents, gather input, act as an ambassador to the city arts and culture section?
Yes.
Thank you. And if you disagreed with the direction an arts and culture project, program, or activity was going in, what would you do?
If I disagreed with
the direction
an
arts and culture project, program, or activity was moving in, what would you do?
Hard one. I would probably try to speak to people, to communicate, and perhaps meet in the middle or find a way. Whatever I found egregious about it, I would try to find a way to soften that. And listen, I like upholding other people's ideas. As a designer, people come to me and they're like, oh, they want. Like, people want crazy things in their homes. And I don't agree with, like, your house looking like the Hard Rock Cafe. But this is what my client wanted, it to look like the Hard Rock Cafe. So I did it, but I did it to the standard that I would like to see the Hard Rock Cafe. And we were both happy. So I think, like, I'm more of a collaborator than a disagreeer.
Thank you.
Why are you interested in serving on the Arts and Culture Commission, and what do you wish to contribute by joining?
I've never had the opportunity to serve on, like, the civic level, and I'm 60, so it's like, seems like I should. And because this is my area of interest and expertise, I think it's a good fit. What was the second part of your question?
Why are you interested in serving on this council advisory group, Arts and Culture Commission, and what do you wish to contribute by joining?
I think I have a great point of view. I think like I stated before, I think I have great sight and vision and appreciation for things that are absolutely intrinsic of Ventura. Because of me just moving here 5 years ago, I feel like, you know, when we do the same thing every day, you stop paying attention, right? Like, where to put my glasses, where my keys, the things we do every day. So when you live somewhere for a long time, maybe you stop seeing the beauty. Like, I just walked downstairs and, you know, I looked at the view from the front doors. And then I looked at the staircase and then I looked at the light fixture. It's missing a light bulb, by the way. But I mean, it's just so magnificent. It's just so magnificent. You know, it really is. It's just so beautiful down there. So that's me. That's what I.
Last questions. Do you have anything for questions for us?
I don't think so. Do you have any pull with permits?
Rachel,
it's a big inside joke for me today, but I don't really have any questions. I wish I knew more and I had a better question for you, but I mean, I just, like I said, I just think at 60 I should try to do something civic minded, and it seems like a good fit for me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming, and thank you for knowing about the library doors. Not a lot of people do. I love the door.
Library doors. Yes. And you guys, I didn't bore my other projects, but I did all of these projects under the name Ventura 105. So you can find us on Instagram, because Ventura is one of five Mediterranean climates in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what I named it, to do my highlighting of Ventura projects.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you all.
Okay, and we have our last applicant, and I apologize because I feel like I'm going to butcher your name. Rafael Pereira de la Caballa? Okay.
Have any water? No.
Unfortunately.
I was going to bring my chai latte, but it's okay.
Hello, how are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Get better. Please. Are you ready?
Yeah, any minor.
Have you attended a recent Arts and Culture Commission meeting? And if yes, what were your takeaways?
No, I actually was part of the board, advisory board for the grants previously, for the recent grants. I was here in this room, actually, with a group. So I haven't been in a meeting.
So... You were in that meeting, though.
Yeah. I've known it.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about, someone mentioned to me to actually come Thursday, but it happens after this interview, which is next Thursday.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I was
unable to get there before we...
No, I couldn't.
Okay. Thank you.
Not about that.
In your own words, what is your understanding of the purpose and function of the Arts and Culture Commission?
Well, the way I see it is try to apply my own experience, you know, the being in the arts for whatever. And I tend to get involved into a lot of things because I feel that if you want to create any positive change, you have to be involved. So I was living in Santa Barbara for many years, maybe 27 years, and then I moved here. And I taught in Santa Barbara City College as well. And something that I always told my students is that you have to get involved. So, and my interest is more about listening than about dictating what has to happen. I think you have to have the context to be able to make a decision when you do that at the time. So, I think I see my position as someone that can be a soundboard. And sometimes I have very good things to say. Sometimes I just don't. I just don't have the information, or I don't feel that I need to say anything. So, yeah. I think this listening for me is very important.
Thank you. What arts and culture, relevant qualifications and experience do you have that will contribute to bring an effective community representative?
Again, I think my teaching experience, mentorships, I've been part of different boards. I was part of the board in Ventura Museum. I just tend to be invited to things like this. And to be honest with you, I'm an artist, so I prefer to be in the studio quiet and do my work. But I always go against the grain of myself. In a way, I think I have to make those steps that are not always comfortable. And one of those things is to be answering questions to you, correct? So I think maybe I move away from your... But I think my personal experience, and actually my multicultural experience, because I'm very involved in the arts in here and in Mexico as well. So I feel that as someone that has been in two countries for many years, if I see myself as a liaison, as a way of connecting and finding common ground in things. So I fully answer your question.
I think you're very humble. I think if I recall your resume, you have extensive museum experience and art experience in both countries. So,
yeah.
Thank you. Are you available or would you be available to attend city arts and culture programs and community meetings to engage with our residents, gather input, and act as an ambassador of the city's arts and culture sector?
Yes, recently I'm actually coming right now. I'm being the curator for the Mexican Consulate. So I'm curating an exhibition from the Santa Paula collection. So I was busy doing that. Again, I tried to create a connection between the consulate and the Santa Paula Museum. So I love to make connections because I think that's part of it. Going back to your original question, I think that's part of my purpose is to be able to connect people in the community that can generate the changes that we're looking for. So we don't always have all the answers. It's impossible. So thank you for mentioning about my, I just don't think too much about all the stuff I have done because kind of hindered my thinking when I'm working.
Yes.
I have to be in a state of, I don't know how to explain to you, but I don't think too much about that.
Yeah.
Not in a humble way, just kind of the way my brain works. So
thank you.
If you disagreed with the direction an arts and cultural project, program, or activity was going in, what would you do?
The way I tend to make decisions, like even this, like I was researching all the different things. I love research personally. I think I need information. And if I believe from my experience that something is not, with analyzing the context, I don't think is suited for either the location or the, there are many reasons that can be part of that decision, but I don't have any issues saying no or yes to things. When I say yes, I'm most of the time very committed to that. But when I say no, I also, when I don't know enough, I need information to make a decision. So.
Why are you interested in serving on the Arts and Culture Commission? And what do you wish to contribute by joining?
I think I've been long enough in here. When I was in Santa Barbara, I did a lot in different capacities. And when we moved here, I feel like I needed to open a space. I opened a space in Vita, Cabada Gray Gallery. Then the pandemic happened. So I mentioned that space because I felt that there were not enough spaces. So I can complain, I can open space. So I went ahead and tried to open a space and then open it only for women artists at the time because I felt there was a need. So I'm sorry, I'm kind of going to different places, but maybe you can remind me the question.
Sure. Why are you interested in serving on the Arts and Culture Commission? And what do you wish to contribute by doing?
Yeah, because again, like I mentioned, I tend to be more of an observant in many ways. So, but after I get engaged and I feel that I get committed to things, you know, and I just felt that I could be useful. I think I've been teaching long enough and now I'm full-time artist, so in my studio most of the time. So I feel like I can set aside a time to be able to be present.
Thank you. And do you have any questions for us?
No, actually, I don't. I don't particular question. I personally respect what you guys are doing. I think it's not an easy job. So I kind of feel everyone kind of brings their own personal life experience to make things better. So it's a little bit of the way I see it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our interview.
it?
That's it.
Interesting. Interesting applicant system. So, I asked Emily, who I believe is kind of the liaison, Emily Fox, to the Arts and Culture Commission beforehand about the makeup of the commission now, currently. And one thing she said is it's all female, or it's all identifies as female. And so they would encourage selection of a male is one thing. And then let me just get her text back. They have a lot of people who are arts and culture advocates or practitioners. They only have two artists who are full-time professionals. So they suggested it would be good to have another artist. Someone committed to collaboration and consensus who has worked in art committees in the past would be a plus. That was what her recommendation was. So based on that, either of you have specific thoughts?
I hate picking people on this committee.
I know. Did you bring dice?
Yeah. I think of the five, you know, in terms of some of the context you provided, not quite visual artists, but Clifford Behrens, you know, in terms of the theater arts. I thought he was our second interview.
Last time.
Yeah.
Or this time.
This time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's back for a second. Right. I thought he did well. You know, he's obviously very involved. He's volunteering. He's doing Meals on Wheels. You know, he has that background. So I think, you know, he kind of stood out kind of based on what you just said, in my opinion, there. I did Keeley with the Doors and like that. I thought that was impressive.
She has an interesting viewpoint.
Yeah.
And yeah, very few people know the story of those Doors. Yeah. It's interesting that she caught that. Quickly moving here.
I think that's kind of where I'm. I think the last guy was very impressive.
I think he's also really solid.
He's volunteered with us.
Yeah.
Some items. He's a full-time visual artist.
Yeah.
Has experience on other boards and committees.
I think that visual artist is more museum pieces type. And
no, he's doing the
would be production artist. He's
doing the curator for the Mexican consulate.
And that's the.
I don't think they hand it out.
Did you see the? Did you see the Agriculture Museum's presentation of Diego Huerta's art?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he took over there. Oh. It's really a beautiful.
I agree, kind of based off of those. Requests or suggestions, I think Clifford and Raphael, I would narrow it down to those two, even though I really like Kelly too. One thing coming in here is I was gonna keep in the forefront of my mind is make some suggestions for an applicant that doesn't have any connections with the current Arts and Culture Commission. I think with kind of like the stuff that's happened in the last several months there, I think that's important. Clifford doesn't have any connection. I think Raphael may be limited connection with the current commission in terms of just kind of like a working relationship. I don't know.
He was one of the evaluators on the grant process. So that's what he was referencing. He's been in here. He evaluated through the school.
Right.
And then diversity overall, not just male, but diversity overall would be beneficial.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's we have a lack of diversity in our commissions. Yeah. And so someone of a different background, different color, different, you know.
Yeah.
But I agree, being aware, and all of our meetings are recorded and posted. So even if they can't make the Thursday meeting, they're posted online where you can get kind of a sense. And awareness of the current kind of topics and what's happening now is available.
Mm-hmm.
and would be nice.
And the videos are available.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that saying that they wouldn't have known how to find it online. One of the people, when we asked about attending a meeting or seeing a meeting, somehow they found out how to apply for the commission. They should be able to, if nothing else, call a clerk.
Yeah.
So, you know, that weakened that applicant for me. I kind of...
All valid points, I think, based on that, I'm willing to make a recommendation to, or make a motion to recommend Raphael to fill the vacancy.
One second.
Okay. We're ready.
We have a first and a second. Chair Campos.
Yes.
Vice Chair Mulroney.
Yes.
Councilmember McReynolds.
Yes.
3 ayes and the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you. Good
night. I'm supposed to go to former council members Weir and Hickman.
Oh, enjoy that.
I go to the ribbon cutting.
Wait, where are you going?
He's going to ribbon cutting.
A ribbon cutting.
Say the
ribbon cutting.
A ribbon.
Yeah.